Thought for today. Whistle, whistle, whistle. The mailing list. It's a good thought for today, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you the mailing list. I've been working on the mailing list. Been just having a wonderful time working on the mailing list. Doing all sorts of creative things, creative and wonderful things with it. And I entered a lot of names on the mailing list, and then I double-checked to see if they were on there. And they weren't. And so I thought, now, surely there's a better way to do this, to be able to put it on there and keep it on. And I noticed that Daniel sent me a list of names, and he said these names were taken off the mailing list, including his name, and he doesn't know who's doing the taking them off or how they're getting there to take them off. Well, that's an interesting thing, too. Why would anyone want to take a lot of different names off our mailing list? That's a good question. Why would anyone want to do that? Well, they want to take it off of there because it's just something to do. Have you ever done something just for something to do? Have you ever sat doodling on a piece of paper and just drawing circles and all sorts of things on there and thinking, well, you're just being creative, you're just doing something with your pencil and paper. But you see, what you're doing, you're allowing yourself to be distracted from what you should be doing. You're in a business meeting, you're talking with your associates, and you're sitting doodling on a piece of paper, and you're doodling a figure or a head or whatever you're doodling. Maybe you're drawing letters or words in boxes and squares and three-dimensional and things like that. But why do we do things like that? Why do we feel we have to doodle? Why do we feel we have to do things like taking names off mailing lists? Whoever took the names off certainly had no idea what they were taking off, because the names they took off were just ordinary names, you know, not no one special, nothing that would have any reason behind it. And of course, then Daniel has all that information and he just feeds it back to me and we put it back on there again. Now, some of those people may be individuals taking their own name off, which is their privilege, to get off the mailing list. And maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe those eight names that Daniel sent me were people who actually took their own name off the mailing list because they were no longer interested in being on it. But that didn't bear water, because a couple of them were names I knew. One was Sylvia Enns's name. Yeah. Took it right off. The other was Daniel Vanetti's name, took it right off. And another, well, whatever the other names were, they took them right off. And one was a name called The King, T-H-E-K-I-N-G, at H-M-O-L dot something. And I thought, who's that? I don't even remember that name coming in. I don't remember seeing that name on there. But it's interesting. Why would anyone ever take the names off of there? And why would they take off names like Sylvia's or like Daniel's? Daniel's our webmaster and Sylvia's our abbot. And why would they take them off? It seems very strange. But they did. And does it disturb us? No. When we find out about it, we just put it back on again. And if they're at work, like little gremlins, and they see this on the again, and they want to take it off, well, they take it off. I have a feeling they just took it off at random. They didn't take it off because it meant something in particular, but they just took it off at random. Do you ever do things like that? Do you ever make changes in things like that where you really shouldn't do it? You say, no, not I. No, no, no. Well, you do make changes in things like that when you are inaccurate. When you are receiving on the telephone a name, an address, or anything else, say, thank you, and you should be horsewhipped. You don't say, thank you. You say, now, just a minute. Please spell that to me so that I'm sure to have it correct. Please spell your name, Mrs. Quattrobrutolo, because I don't think I've gotten that correct. And so Mrs. Quattrobrutolo begins to spell her name, and surely we didn't get it right. We had no idea. And many of these names are from Africa, and those names are very unique, very special. Or if you think African names are cute, try Russian. Try Russian, or try Polish. And at least you can end with a ski in the Polish, you know, but you never know what you're going to begin with. So you've got to really ask to spell it out carefully. But this is the same thing as taking names off, putting them on incorrectly. Each one of us has the privilege of taking down information. And whenever Ingeborg takes a telephone call, she always says, thank you very much. Now, just a moment. Let me make sure I have the spelling of this name correct. And then they'll say, this is the spelling. And she'll say, that's excellent. Now, I want you to know that we here at God Unlimited University of Healing extend to you our heartfelt thanks for a lovely day. We know that you're going to have an abundant, happy, hearty day. And so it's been a joy to talk to you. And this is what Ingeborg always says. Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. And so it is very important to do. Unfortunately, Ingeborg, like many people, has one purpose in mind with the telephone, and that is to get off of it. People will call up and say, hello, is Dr. Barley there? Ingeborg will say, no, goodbye. And she's supposed to say, who's calling, please? Let me take your name and number and give it to him. He's not at his desk right now, but I'll give it to him as soon as he returns, you know. And, no, Dr. Barley's in town. He's goofing around. He's doing some silly stuff. He's got a woman in there, you know. He's got Dodie, you know, and the two of them are painting the town red. You're just having a ball, you know. And they say, Dr. Barley's doing that? I thought that he was above that. Like, he's old enough to know better. You should see the lady he's with. She's half his age, and they're just having a ball. Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, that sort of information is not necessary, is it, to pass out. All you do is say, give me your name and number, and let me make sure I have the number right and I have the name right, and I'll give it to him when he returns to his desk. And you say when he returns to his desk, so it's indicated that he might be in the neighborhood. He might be nearby. Not that he's off on the seminar, not that he's off on tour. Many times, I'm so proud that Dr. Barley is off on a seminar tour. I'm so proud that Dr. Barley is doing this and doing that. You don't do that. When people call up and they say, I'd like to talk to Dr. Barley, you say, he's not here at the moment. Let me take your name and number, and as soon as he returns, I'll have him call you. is there something urgent that needs attention right now? Oh, no, it can wait. Okay, well, I'll have him call you when he returns. And so a month later, I call when I come back from the seminar. You know, one thing you never do, if you're going to take a trip, you cancel the newspaper and you cancel the milk. Why is that?
Because it piles up in front of the
house. It piles up in front of the house, and it says to whoever's ever walking by, nobody's home here. Nobody's home. Now, it doesn't matter, because we are surrounding our property with our pure white light of love, but it's just not a good practice to do that. Why tempt people? Do you know who are the most dishonest people in the world? The honest people. The most dishonest people in the world are the honest people. You think, well, it's the crooks and the burglars and stuff like that. That's not true. If you leave money on the road, or you leave money any place around, the honest person is going to pick it up and take it. the dishonest person, he's going to pick it up and he's going to go and take it to the police department. Oh, come on now. Dishonest person, take it to the police department. Sure. To show how honest he is. And he builds up a reputation for being honest, so then when he steals something, no one would ever think that he did it. And you think that's a joke. You think that's a joke. This is consciousness. This is consciousness. This is what a lot of people do. People are very, very crafty, very geschäftig with this business of being a crook. It takes a lot of practice to be a good crook. And you know that. And you see, the police are kind of interesting, the Border Patrol and so on. They're trying to capture these people who are coming across the border without proper passports. These international tourists, you know, and they take their planes and they buzz around looking for them. Well, now, any international tourist who doesn't have his passport current, he's going to hide behind a rock. He's going to get under a bush. He's going to not run, but he's going to just lie low. And then the plane buzzes around and doesn't see him, and then they go about their business, and then after the plane leaves, then he goes. Because he's not going to run while there's a plane there. He's not going to make himself known so that they can tell their ground forces where he is. But it's these, they have a new group of Border Patrol people, and they're called the American Indian. The American Indian has joined the Border Patrol as part of their staff because they are very stealthy. They are able to walk very quietly. They're able to know and they're able to read signs, because that's part of the Indian culture, is reading the animal signs when animals have been nearby. And so they can tell if someone has walked by there in a very stealthful way, as many of our international tourists might have done. And they know right where they are. They know right what they're doing. I said to a Border Patrol man the other day, I said, but I walk along that path. Oh, we know your footprints. And I thought to myself, you know, my footprints, I don't even know my footprints. You know, I have to stop and look at my footprints to see what they look like once in a while, depending upon the shoes that I'm wearing. But they know their business. They're stealthy. They are very careful. They look into these things and they know these things. Of course, I can tell when the Border Patrol has been around because they're big old shoe prints, you know, with their big old cleats that go down into the ground, and you can pretty well tell whether. And then I can always tell when the Border Patrol has been around. I find the empty water bottles that are supposed to be given to the tourists that they use, and then they throw the bottle aside on our land and on the public land. And I think, what carelessness. I mean, take your trash with you. You bring your trash in and you take it away. That's what a good camper does, right? A good camper always takes away with him after camping all of the trash that he brought up there, all the cans and things. If you can bury them, that's one way, but it's better to take it all away. And this is what the Border Patrol should be doing too, and this is how they should be acting too, but they don't. I think we ought to hire a few of our top trackers from the Indian tribe over here and invite them over to work with the Border Patrol and teach them how to track and how to do things, because then they'd be much more successful. We have nothing against our neighbors wanting to come over here. We have nothing against these people wanting to get into this land of milk and honey and have a better way of life. But we have nothing against the Border Patrol doing their job either. We're perfectly harmonious and happy with everyone doing their job. Now, how about you? Are you doing your job well? Are you doing the things well that are important for you? I wonder. If you are the kind of person that you think you are, then you're happy with your life. And if you're happy with your life, you'll remember to always do things right. Always tell the truth. Always stand up for who you are. realizing that no matter what you do or who you are, you're number one and you're important. And if you ever let yourself down, you have let the most important person in the world down. Not your mother, father, relatives, friends, teachers, whoever. When you let yourself down, you've let the most important person in the world down. So don't do it. Stand up. Stand up for who you are. Stand up for what your values are. And when you do that, you'll really like yourself. So, you've had a little bit of diversion here, nothing significant in our talk today, but perhaps there was. So, enjoy yourself and have a lovely day. I love you very much.